So you ready to change your life? You ready for a second chance? You ready to bring true purpose and meaning to yourself and others? Well, welcome home. Let's get started. Welcome, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Organize Your Purpose podcast, a place where we do all that great stuff, all that in a bag of chips. I'm like, should I change this intro? Anyway, you know what we do here. I really wanted to take this time during this episode to talk about, you know, the little things and how it's the little things over time that really gets you to your end goals, gets you to your success. I think that the most important thing and the most loving thing that we can do is have a self-care practice. And I think within our self-care practice, we do things that actually discipline us too. Sometimes we can see discipline as this thing that's like, oh, don't feel like doing it. You know, like say you want to do some type of fitness something, you know, 9 times out of 10, the path that you take is okay. It's perfectly fine, but it's consistency that actually is the problem. It's the reason why people can't really get to their goals. And then try restarting many times over the years. And it's funny, if you took all the energy that you had invested and all of those times that you had to restart this example of this fitness plan I'm talking about, you would have already made whatever your goals are, you know, if you had put them all together. But what ends up happening is that during those times of big bursts of energy, it's very much so addictive. And I know that that sounds kind of like a little funny, but it's very much so that. You get all hyped up. You finally feel like, okay, this is the time. Gonna make some moves. Gonna make some changes. You're running off of that energy that like puts you there, you know? Ooh, good. Feel great. Using this gym example. Feel great. Finally at the gym. Boom, boom, bap. You know, you're doing that. Da, 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 da. But then some things happen. For example, you have to do something and it ruins your routine for the week. Or maybe you're getting bored. Nothing happens, but you're just getting bored. You're just kind of getting demotivated. And so these are those factors that kind of get you to slow down, or it gets you to kind of like curtail all the progress that you've been making up to that point. So in order to curb this, I would suggest, and I have lived through, you know, actual experience, is to focus on the little things instead of everything having to be so big. I know we see shows. Again, you know, I must be in a gym mood because I'm using all these gym references, but I like to use the gym example because we have a lot of examples in the media of, you know, fitness and wellness plans and stuff like that. So I think it's kind of an accessible example to have. Baby, I'm gonna come up with some other examples soon. But so what we see through the media is we'll see examples of like, I finally want to change. So you jump out there and then you start going so hard, but then like your body's not ready. It's really a shock for your body. And your body starts to just like, if you already had a little bit of motivation, can you imagine if you put all of this kind of pressure and this trauma onto your body by kind of working out past your level because you're trying to build up grit, you know, you're trying to, you know, you want to work these hard workout plans until you get to the place you want to get to. But then is that best for your actual success and your overall self-care? Probably not. You know, it's very interesting and it's going to come full circle back to the original point, which are the little things, that it would be much better if you decided to walk. And I mean, I'm not even talking about jogging or running. Simply walk your 10,000 steps, your 12,000 steps. It's just you walking for a while. You put on your music, you put on, you know, your podcast, or you have a conversation with a friend that you haven't talked to in a while, and you walk your pace, you know, and you get those walks in, and do that for 3 months. And it's so amazing because we don't really think about that. Now, let's be honest, like Fitbit and step counters, like they've been around for a long time for a reason. Now, it's not as sexy as these other things. And also, you know, when understanding the body, say you want to build muscles, well, that's going to take actually stressing your muscles out. But when you're just getting into the routine and the habit, walking can be perfectly fine. So now let's take this example and let's actually relate it to business, or let's relate it into your hobbies or your goals. It's just the little steps. It's really that simple. Think about a hobby. If you have a hobby that you like, when you first go into the hobby, it's really kind of easier to go to those beginning classes because, you know, where you're at is completely fine. But once you start getting some momentum and you realize, ooh, in order for me to get to the next level, I actually have to put in this little bit more of effort. So you can't just go into, you know, those beginning classes not knowing anything or not having any preparation. But what you're being asked to do is not hard at all. Not hard at all. But it's just tough or difficult if you've never been able to consistently do something. Also understanding that energy that I'm talking about, you're pumped up to do something, that is not sustainable energy. There's nothing wrong to be excited and wanting to start something, but understanding that is kind of like your sprinter. And we're thinking more of like endurance, you know, you're the runner who's going to keep on running, okay? The one who has to run the marathon. You have to use a different source of energy for that. And that's the little things. Literally the little things. So you can walk, and then after you're walking, you can then, you know, like decide you go to the gym for once a week, you know, just building up a habit. And here's the thing, you know, it's really funny when you think about the gym, because I think when you think of the gym, you can think of language learning and you can think of like other things too. It may feel a little weird, like, well, if you go one time to the gym, does that really count? Well, actually, when you're working out at the gym, especially when you're working muscle groups, you want your muscle groups to have enough time to rest. When you're trying to let go of, you know, whatever it is, say you want to lose body fat, that's cardio. But if you want to build muscles, that's, you know, resistance, some type of resistance training. But you can really injure the body if you're trying to work on your arms on Monday and then you work on your arms real hard on Wednesday. You should work on your arms on Monday and then you can train those arms again the next week. And if you wanted to go to the gym every day, you could work on a different, you know, group of muscles. You know, it's the same, but a little bit different when it comes to things like language learning. Like it's said before, or it has been said, that if you want to learn a language, it's better to just learn a little bit every day than to sit and, you know, just binge learn in one day. So what that means is it's the little things. The example with the gym was, you know what, I'm gonna just do one workout this week. The example with language learning is, you know what, I'm just going to use 15 minutes of dedicated time each day. 15 minutes. And let me tell you, if you are not that disciplined, it will be like pulling teeth. Now, let's keep in mind that there are 24 hours in the day. And you know that most of us do not even sleep the full 8 hours of the day. So we're spending most of our time, you know, doing different things. A lot of our time we're spending like numbing it out by looking at social media. I have no issue with social media, but I think that social media, what it is it's almost like something, if you don't want to exert a lot of, you know, power, like mental power, and you just want something that kind of like entertains you, because that's the exact reason of social media, that, you know, all these videos and pictures are curated for your interest and your happiness. But when you start to look at that constantly, you start to think that that's how the world is. And that's why discipline can be very hard. That's why after that rah-rah beginning energy wears off, it's really hard to stay consistent. Now, let's take this into business, because I like to relate what is going on there in other places. That's how I learn. I go through my hobbies and I use my hobbies and I relate them to business. So that's the example I'm going to give here. Now, say you wanted to start something. You've always wanted to start some type of business. You've always wanted to start some type of group. You've always wanted to start some type of service. You wanted to create some type of product. It would be better if you just got up one day a week and set a time, you know, to the side, whether it is 1 hour or whether it is the whole day, whatever you have, your free time to sit and research that. So here's what we need to understand. When it comes to things like business and you know, building up products and things like that, you can set 1 day a week to kind of learn what you need to learn or to invest in it. But a lot of times, and I have, you know, been guilty of this as well, we put the cart before the horse. We want to sit and we want to think, what is the product or the service? And then we want to think, how are we going to do this? How are we going to build the product or the service? Instead of actually understanding the people that we are going to service first. That's the most important thing. So say you want to start a skincare line. We're going to do a skincare line example. And your first thought might be, well, okay, so how do I make these products and how would I manufacture it and how would I market it and da, 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 da. That's not the right first thought. The first thought should be, who would actually benefit from this skincare line? And the second thought might be, what do I like about skincare? Because what will attract the client, the customer to you is your joy in it. You have to be passionate about it. Now, there's nothing wrong with making money, but doing something simply for the reason of making money will not sustain you. Again, it's that rah-rah energy in the beginning, but it will not sustain you long-term because you're going to be bored of it, because I'm sure there are things in your life that you love and you're passionate about. And it would actually make more sense for you to try to carve out spaces and communities there than somewhere else. My lived example is being in this wellness, esoteric wellness community. I can tell you that, you know, for most of my life and like all of my life, pretty much now, I've always been interested in these esoteric things, these mystical things, understanding energy healing and things like that. It's something that I've always invested time, money, and I've always had interest in. So me creating a community, what kept me sustained before the community started to sustain me was my own interest. It was something that I liked to do. And oftentimes it was an interest in which I didn't have a lot of people in my everyday life that I could relate to or that I could kind of have these conversations with. And at first it was kind of tough because I wanted to get better at these things, but I was kind of the person that people would come to. So I started to realize that, well, you know what? It's okay. I know I can find teachers. I know I can find more information. And you know what? I'm going to create the community that I wish that I had when I was going through that experience. And so you see, the business starts to follow when you're able to flow in a direction that feels right to you. So let's jump back into our skincare example. Now, say you like to mix things. Maybe you like to mix body oils, body butters, facial skincare, or maybe it's like sugar scrubs or, you know, whatever it is that you like. You know, maybe that's something you really enjoy doing. Well, fall in love with that. Take some time out before you even build a business to just enjoy the hobby of creating and curating these skincare products. Why? Because that's what's going to sustain you before you get your first customer. That's what's going to sustain you as you're deciding, well, what do I want to share to show others how valuable this is? Well, you know how it feels to fall in love with the product or fall in love with the process of doing things. Now, let's say in the skincare example, you're like, look, you know, I don't want to put these oils together. That's not what I like, but I love using skincare. Okay, well, let's look at it from a different perspective. You know, maybe you would like to be a bridge between other great brands and a community. So you know, naturally try out a lot of skincare products and you can start, you know, sharing your opinion and creating communities or creating spaces where people can come in and share their opinion about new brands. Maybe you want to know about new brands as well. And then eventually you can start working with these brands in order to bring a nice or a better experience to those communities, as well as you get to be in the center of that too. Now, I'm going to give you one more example here in this skincare. Maybe you're not the one who wants to mix the oils. You're not the one who wants to do the reviews, but you do feel like you understand needs, the needs of community. So maybe you have some deep understanding of skincare as a whole. Well, maybe that makes you really good at marketing. So you can then work with other people who are already mixing products together, who are already doing reviews, and you can be the person who actually bridges the gap between that. Do you see how there's a space everywhere? So when you think about building this, you know, the example I'm using is a skincare brand, there is a space for everyone. This reminds me of the conversation that I had with my sister when she was on the podcast, and she was talking about changing from a hospitality into tech. And she was talking about, you don't have to know how to code to be in tech. There are roles everywhere. And you really can just get in where you fit in. So back to the example of the skincare, you can get in where you fit in. Now, the main thing that we're talking about here is the little things count. What happens when you start to take on something that you've never taken on before? You start to feel, or you may experience, imposter syndrome. Well, why me? Why am I, you know, why is this going to be successful for me? Blase, blase. That's why I said it's important to fall in love with the process, whatever that process is, because this is going to help you counteract those moments of imposter syndrome. So when you're, you know, in those moments where you're like, why me? It is the little things that matter. Well, if you've already created a routine that every Sunday from 12 to 3, you sit down and you learn about, you know, products, or you learn about mixings, or you go and you mix things, or you learn about different clients, you're reading the customers in that area. If you set that time aside, you're going to feel like you're making moves, even if you haven't even built the business yet, because that's where you have to start. A lot of times businesses can be built off of a person's ego, and they get confused on why nobody is buying the product. You know, it's not about you. It is about them. It is about the client. It is about the customer. It is about solving a problem or helping or bridging a gap or something like that. So in order to understand them, the client, the service, you know, the customer, you have to take the time to learn. And you have to take the time to just really kind of like, you know, set that time aside. And I promise you, if you set that time aside, you will feel less of the imposter syndrome. You feel, the more disorganized a person is, the more they start to feel anxious, because even setting these little routines are what can help us. Now, don't get me wrong. There are situations where, like, maybe you start a product, maybe it's a lotion, and there's all these lotions out there, and like, maybe that's just not the product for you, and it just doesn't land in the community. It doesn't land. Okay, well, that shouldn't be a reason where you completely give up. That should just tell you, okay, this isn't the right SKU. Maybe I need to add some different ingredients, some ingredients that people care about, you know, hyaluronic acid or something like that. You know, some ingredients that are important to people nowadays, or maybe I should try something else, lip balms or something like that. But when you don't have that time, those little times, when you do not have that routine, that consistency, those little spaces just set out to the side for you to work on these things, you start to think that this one thing that didn't work is a failure, which is not that at all. It's a test. Most of the things that we're doing, especially when we start to put ourselves out there for the first time, it's a test. You want to see what sticks, and what sticks is then what you build your brand off of. Does that make sense? So maybe you love lip balms. You think it's so cool making lip balms. You spend all this time making lip balms. You're falling in love with it, but nobody really cares about the lip balm. But then you did a body scrub and they love it. Well, pivot, you know, maybe you can still share this journey of lip balms, but what it is that you actually sell is this body scrub, because the community, the clients, you know, that's what they want. They want this body scrub versus, you know, it makes you happy to do the lip balm. Now, you can still continue to build on those lip balms, maybe doing them much smaller, because maybe that's your long-term goal. But, you have to be able to be strategic and be able to be complex and also not judge yourself in this process. There are so many things. I could tell you this from an entrepreneur. There are so many businesses that I have started in my life. Some were really successful and I let them go because I had imposter syndrome. Others were just not good. Other ones, you know, required me to do a little bit more training. I just didn't have the time to do it. I was trying to do other things. You know, I've learned many lessons. And also I learned how to pivot too. You know, I used to be a yoga teacher. I had a very successful yoga practice. It wasn't financially sustaining me, but it was more than most yoga teachers were making for what I did. But once the pandemic came around, I had to pivot because I could no longer teach in person and the experience wasn't really the same online. But then that led me into focusing on YouTube and creating a new space there. I had no intention of really building that out, but once I started going in it and, you know, enjoying this, what I kind of talked about before, this esoteric wellness space, I was like, wow, why not keep going at it? But I could have easily said, oh, wow, this isn't working out. This is a failure. You know, it's you can't stop. You have to separate, you know, this sense of being mad at yourself or blaming yourself or coming down on yourself or being very hard with yourself, because that's actually not going to work as a successful business person. If you find that you're really, really struggling with that and you just can't get it past it, it's okay. Go work for someone. I don't know why people don't like to work for other people. You don't even have to work for, you know, a big company where you feel lost. You can put yourself out there and work for a small company, a small startup. If there's a brand or an entrepreneur that you like, you can work with them and you can still get this very purposeful experience. A lot of times when you go to a smaller place, you're much more appreciated. You're much more valued. So it takes a lot of grit to be able to be an entrepreneur. It takes a lot of grit to be self-employed. Now, you can always protect yourself by having a job and then you have your product or your service that you're building. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But understanding that if your goal is to scale into something large or something bigger, you have to be able to be emotionally and energetically stable internally. Even when, you know, life is happening, big things will happen in life, and learning how to be stable about that. You can, you know, work through those things in a sustainable way, but you have to learn that just because something failed in something or something ended before you wanted it to end in an area of a different area of your life, maybe romance, maybe friends, maybe family or something like that, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be good at your business or something like that. So I just wanted kind of to take this moment to explain how these little things make up everything. Now, when you get past that point of like, okay, well, cool. So this is what I want. I want this business. Should we do another example? Let's say a service. You provide, I want to use financial advice, but I'm like trying to think of something that maybe isn't so regulated. Maybe you're let's say business coach. How about that? We're going to do a business coach. Maybe you're a business coach in a particular niche. So you're not just someone who's like, hey, you know, you can start your own business. It's like, maybe you've had experience in a certain industry and you know it well enough that like you can give somebody coaching sessions. I'll give you an example, like cannabis business coach. Like maybe you have some type of exposure into the cannabis or the hemp industry and you just know a lot and you're like, okay, well now I'm actually going to, you know, take on clients. Like people want your, you know, expertise. They want your information. Well, maybe you work somewhere else, you know, and you're just starting up this, you know, this client work or, you know, seeing clients or having things like that. That is perfectly fine. You know, you do not have to quit your job, go all in for something to be successful. You can just do things little at a time. And when it gets to the point where it makes more sense for you to focus full time on your business, then do that. If it doesn't make sense, then don't do that. That way you can protect yourself, because I'm talking about having balanced energy. But if you do not have the money to pay for your bills and things like that, it's going to be very hard to balance your energy. That's why I'm like, it's okay. You can do the little things. But sometimes people feel like it has to be so big. It has to be all this stuff. No, most people are doing multiple things at one time. You know, most people have multiple roles that they have in their life. Now, it may not even be a product or business. They might have a hobby they love. They might referee for some sport, or they might do some type of training or coaching and, you know, some type of like activity or hobby. And that takes up a lot of time too, but it's the little things. So I'm going to kind of give you a bit of a blueprint right now to really bring all of this stuff together, everything that we've been talking about, so that you can be successful in whatever it is you want to do. It's not about being, you know, having to go very like hard and like, you know, everything has to be perfect, or, you know, everything has to be big and da 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 blah 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 blah, all that stuff. It's not that at all. All it is see where you're at now. Be completely honest with yourself with where you're at now and see where you want to go. Now, create enough space in that path between where you're at now to where you want to go, in case you need to pivot or things change or your interests go in another direction. But just plainly list some steps. Make them big, make them vague, you know, but list some steps. Okay, well, I know that if I want to get there, I should take these classes and, you know, I should get some experience doing this. And, you know, from those experiences, I think maybe new things might come up too that I might want to do too. And once I get there, you know what, I'm going to take this step. And what you notice when you break everything down into these micro steps, they're not hard at all. They just require consistency. Most businesses and most things, or most, you know, initiatives fail because of consistency, not because they're bad ideas. That's pretty much, you know, the case. Like, most New Year's resolutions won't ever make it to the end of the year because of consistency, not because the plan is bad. That's it. But the issue with consistency is a mental thing. It is a mental discipline and energetically calming, or like a calm environment that you're looking for. And you have to change your approach. That means holding yourself accountable, coming up with a plan and sticking to the plan. Do not always pivot with the plan just because you see something new and shiny and you think you're going to get there quicker. It is always okay to try new things. That's why I was like, keep some room in your plan in case there's, you know, something else you want to try, but continue on the path. And I promise you, a year later, you're going to look back and you're actually going to have made a lot of movement. And it doesn't seem like it was that hard. It just took discipline. If you learn discipline, there is nothing that you can't accomplish. That's just it, you know? End of the podcast. Goodbye. No, like that's it. If you learn discipline and you learn how to be consistent and you learn how to pivot when things aren't necessarily going the way that you want, you can get to your end goal. Now, in an ideal world, we can just focus 100% on one thing, but we have many things going on. So you probably have a family, you probably have friends, you could have romantic partnerships, you could have work, you could have other hobbies, you could have pets, you could have a lot of things that are competing for your time, okay? And so this is the blueprint I'm talking about. Do you see how we built out that plan? We gave it enough wiggle room. It's only going to take a little bit of time. For example, 3 hours on a Sunday or 15 minutes each day. It doesn't take that much time. So what you want to do is turn around and do that for the rest of your life too. Like, what I mean by that is like, look at everything else in your life. If you want to spend time with a romantic partner, if you want to spend time with your family or with your friends, carve out those times too. Like, oh, okay, well, this is the, you know, Wednesday is the day that I want to go out with my homegirls and have a good time, blah, 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 da, 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 you know, and stay consistent to that. You know, that way you can still stay connected with your friends, but then you can also have space to do other things. When it comes to work, maybe it's like, hey, you know, I'm only going to focus on work during those hours of work. If I'm not being paid afterwards, I'm not going to bring no stress. I'm not going to bring any extra work. What I'm going to do in those extra time is take this time to work on, you know, the business or the product or the hobby that you're interested in. And when you break every aspect of your life down into these little kind of like spaces that you kind of can actually be in control of, all you have to do is check things off of a list each day. And also be understanding, you know, sometimes you're not able to get to everything that you want to get to, or sometimes not being able to get to everything you want to get to opens up the door for something that you didn't even think that actually can make things a lot better. Just, you know, being open to all of that stuff, I think, is actually really good and really important. As you know, just being able to change, you know, just being very adaptable. And all you have to do is rinse and repeat. And it's almost like you put your head down and you just go through the motion of these things. Now, you experience all these things fully, but you don't have to feel like, you know, you don't know where your life is going, or like you're not in control of your life. You are in control of your life. These little tiny steps I'm talking about, this keeps you in control of your life. So that's what I'm talking about, the little things, the little habits. I've said this on many YouTube videos. I was like, the only difference between me and you is that I've just consistently put videos out. That's it. That's it. Literally, you can go and put videos out, and once you get a video that gets some type of traction, then you can pivot to, you know, start to focus on videos that are more in that area and just stay consistent. But most people cannot do it. They cannot remain consistent. I, you know, was on YouTube and I was looking at like these really, really big YouTube accounts across, you know, different topics. And I realized that the accounts that were the biggest, but like the people who were in it, they seemed like they were kind of really like the happiest or the most satisfied was those that had been on YouTube for like 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Why? Because they had to make it through all of that. There are some accounts that didn't really even, you know, like take off until 5 years into their journey, you know? So that's what I'm talking about. When, if you are consistent with something and it's something that you want to do, that's why I said you have to be interested in it, because if you're not interested in it, you're going to let it go. It's going to take a while. It may be earlier, it may be later, but you can actually focus on the things you can control versus the things that you can't control. Like for me, it took me maybe 2 full years of posting consistently before I really started to build a large audience. But the audience that I had built up that first year and that second year, when I say that quality over quantity really matters, that audience that first year and that second year built the foundation of what Reiki Healing Hope ASMR is on YouTube. They built the culture, they built, you know, the energy or the way that thing, the way that if you're new to the channel that you would interact. Because they set that ground, you know, they were understanding of each other. They were vulnerable and they were sharing their journey. You know, they were having interesting dialogue. They were supportive of each other. And if you're a new person coming in and you see that that's the kind of energy there, that's how you acclimate your energy if you want to stay there. So you might feel like you want to be all big and you want to be huge and you want to have all of these followers, but you have to understand that there is more value in actually having a quality community in the beginning, as long as it takes, than just getting really, really big. Because what happens when people get, you know, big very fast? Sometimes they haven't had that time to build a culture there. They do not feel in control of facilitating the experience there. And it goes all over the place. Also, if it's your first time kind of getting a lot of attention, you know, a lot of attention can feel like, you know, like power in a sense. And people often abuse power. Just because a lot of people are listening to you doesn't mean that now you are superior to someone in some type of way. No, not at all. What you're doing is you're providing a service, you're providing a community in which it can elevate or amplify other voices. Like, this is the mentality shift that I am trying to explain to you as you go into anything that you want to build or anything that you want to grow that will make it long lasting, that will make it self-sustaining, that it empowers people, it bigs people up, it makes people feel good versus, you know, it's the me show, you know, like that's not the important part of it. It's what people, how it elevates themselves, you know, how it elevates their own life. And literally, it's just the little things. Well, I hope you enjoyed our episode today. I've been very patient. I've been very patient with thinking about how I wanted to use this space that we have here. I am on an investor's journey. And so that's really what is taking up a lot of my time now. And I've been on an entrepreneur's journey for a long time. And at the end of the day, you know, I want to give you all of this great advice that I wish that I had known, or just my experience as you are on that journey, as you are going through that. Because, you know, I saw it on Instagram, you know, there's no elevator to success. You got to take the stairs. I just want to normalize the fact that getting somewhere takes work. It doesn't mean that, you know, you have to work yourself for no reason. No, it's strategic. And a lot of times the work isn't strenuous work. It's just consistency. That's probably the hardest thing. Like, how do you continue to put things out there, try to get better, pivot, work on yourself, work on your brand or whatever you're trying to build if you're getting no traction, you know? And also, the truth is, I'm not going to lie to you, you know, try things out for like, literally try things out 100% for like a month. Like when you get to the point in your journey where you want to, you know, like build a community, try, you know, this thing out. If you're not getting any traction, like, I mean, like zero interaction, then pivot and try something else. But also, if you're getting interactions in the, like, you know, the 50s, the hundreds, don't count that out. I'm talking about if zero, like nobody is interacting with you. Okay, well, just start, you know, start throwing things at the wall a little bit, you know? But once you get to that 50, that 100, it will continue to grow. You got to understand that it just takes some time, and just follow the plan. And then when you're ready to change the plan, have a better plan, you know, in place, and just continue to move and continue to go like that. So this is the wisdom that I wanted to impart on you. Anything that you want to do, you can do it. And start thinking in the span of like 5 years or 10 years rather than 1 year or 2 year. Start to think about, well, you know, can you make this product or service by year 5? Can this product or service be successful by year 10? Does it have expandability to grow in other areas by year 5, by year 10, things like that? Because when you give yourself that much time, you really can enjoy the process rather than feeling like you're scrambling, because a lot of people are just trying to scramble to get there. Just because you're interested in something doesn't mean that you have to have something associated that's instantly popular, or that is popular, that's what makes, you know, what you have to say valuable. No, not at all. I'm actually seeing a shift in, you know, social media platforms to put less of the visible data, or give, you know, the person who is managing the account the ability to kind of take the number of likes, you know, like that crude number away, or the gross number away, and actually just focus on the content, you know. And the best way to really know if your information is actually, you know, helpful is if people are interacting with it. Like if people are commenting, and people who don't know each other are having productive conversations with each other, that lets you know. And that's something that is special. That's something that's important. That's something to build off of. Because as I take it back to the previous example, that when I was talking about looking on YouTube and looking at these pages that's been on there 7, 8, 9, 10 years, they're like, they seem like they have it pretty much together because they stayed consistent. And I heard a saying by Frank Zane. Frank Zane is like a famous bodybuilder. And he was doing an interview, and he was talking about how, you know, the curse of things coming too easy. And he was talking about how with things being difficult for him, it just made him have to focus on it more and more and more and more. But when things come too easy, sometimes you don't push yourself because it came too easy before, so you can't push yourself past your limits. But when things come hard, when things take a little bit more time, it then pushes you past your limits. You get used to it. You start to feel like, oh, okay, well, that's a part of the process. You know, back to the skincare example, that's skewed in cell. Okay, well, you know, well, let's try something else. Let's see if somebody else, you know, let's see if people like this or like that. That's what you want to do. That's how you want to remain consistent. That's how you want to keep going and be in not lose, you know, your energy. And also, do not let your life be consumed by this one thing. You have so many beautiful things going on, so many interesting things going on. That's why I was like, do little things. If you do little things of a lot of things consistently, you'll have a much more colorful life. I don't spend all of my time every day just sitting there doing energy healing and researching esoteric things and da 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 da. No, I've already had a lifetime of spending a lot of time doing that. What I do is, and I've always been consistent with this, is I have my hobbies, and I really get into my hobbies. My recent hobby that I've been sharing on the Reiki Healing Hope Instagram is my pole journey, my pole fitness. And if y'all don't remember, I actually mentioned it for the first time, I want to say like last August. And I'm very consistent with it. And I'm looking back at all my videos and I'm seeing progress and I'm really enjoying it. But I love that the discipline that I'm learning there, I can also relate or bring into my business, you know, as I'm going into a next chapter, a next season. You know, once you start getting into the, you know, the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of like followers and subscribers on these platforms, then you have to start thinking differently. You know, you have to start thinking of, well, how do I, you know, make sure that the community has all that it's need? How can I make sure that the community is still supportive, but kind of automate those things that when you didn't have a lot of followers or subscribers, you could just do yourself? So how can you create an environment in which, you know, people can still get the most out of that experience, still feel very collaborative and things like that? So as I'm going on to that new season for myself, it's really nice because I get to work on my own individual hobbies that help me work through, like, you know, sometimes I don't want to go to the pole studio, so I'm like, I don't feel like doing it. But when I'm just like, you know what, baby, if you just go there and you just use 10% of your energy, that's fine. And I show up, and then, like, you know, after I leave, I'm like, wow, I'm glad I did that, you know, because it helps you push past those times of doubt that you have with yourself. I can then take that and relate that into my business and relate that into investing. I'm, you know, new on my investor journey. So a lot of these things that I'm doing, specifically, I'm focusing on venture capital, crypto, and as well as building up my retirement account. These, you know, different trades and things that I do right now, like, you know, everything seems so new to me, but I do know that, like, if I'm just consistent and I, you know, think about it more like a lifetime, you know, not like a year or 5 years or even 10 years, like thinking more of like 10, 20, 30, 40 years, then I can make strategic moves. And, you know, some won't pay off, but some will pay off. And I know that if I continue to research and things like that. So I'm very excited actually to share a little bit more of the investor journey, especially since, I'm not going to lie, you know, I told you all that I did a venture capital apprenticeship at Backstage Capital. And I really, really enjoyed it. And what I appreciated the most about it is, I think, learning about venture capital, which was something that I didn't really know that much about, kind of made me more confident going into just regular trading or go in and approaching my retirement account. I remember before, I used to feel like, well, you know, I would prefer for my job, you know, whatever my job was, to manage my retirement funds and I'll just put money in, which is not a bad idea at all. But being self-employed, that's like my job to do that. But knowing that, like, oh, wow, all it is just information, like, just continue to read, continue to understand, you know, and then, you know, be mindful and strategic of what you do. So I've been setting out money each month, some to go to stocks that I want to purchase, some to go to different VC deals I'm interested in, and some to go to crypto too, because, you know, crypto is so interesting because there's so much going on in cryptocurrencies. You know, you have cryptocurrencies, you have DeFi, which is decentralized finance. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out how to do financial transactions on the blockchain without interaction by a, you know, a third party or something like that. And then you have NFTs, which essentially is that kind of same idea I just said, but, you know, more specific things. Like, you see examples of NFTs playing a role, potentially playing a role in real estate, you know, so nobody has to come in and automate that. You know, somebody sells their house and it just is something that can be organized and run on its own. And, you know, this person will automatically get his percentage X, Y, and Z, as well as Web3, decentralized organizations, you know, all of this stuff that's going on. It's such a fascinating time, you know, right now. But I think the most important part, and this is some advice that I would like to give if there's anybody else who's interested in that area, is just to continue to put more time into research than you put time into spending your money on things. Because here's the thing, I strongly believe that cryptocurrency is going to be around, and, you know, doing things on the blockchain is going to be, you know, a thing. But which, you know, ones and which groupings and how it will finally, you know, come together and be adapted by mainstream society, you know, it's still who's guest. We're in the building stage. So you want to be as strategic as possible of, you know, where you're going, and also, you know, what you're investing in. And also, you know, I think I invest in crypto like I invest in VCs. Like, I try to read up about, well, what are they doing here? Like, what is the purpose here? Like, how have they been able to navigate turbulent times before? Like, things like that. Rather than kind of like what I describe as the day trading approach, which is you're looking for ways to essentially short, you know, the market. And, you know, it works for some people, and baby, it ain't gonna be me going down there. But see, these are all these things that I do outside of the esoteric wellness too. But all of these things bring happiness, bring joy, bring peace, bring balance into my life, and I love it, you know, and I keep space open for new things that come. And I also let go of some hobbies that I'm just like, okay, you know, I enjoyed these long enough, I can go ahead and let them go and pick up some other stuff. I'm saying it now, I'm in the summer, I want to really get my skating together, so I'm probably going to take lessons then, or maybe even earlier in the spring, maybe in April, I don't know. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode today, and I hope that you got some really good nuggets and takeaways. You can do it. You got it. I'm going to see you next time. Okay. Bye. I am so grateful. I do not take it for granted that you took your time out and you listened and you vibed with me. If you had any feelings that came up like, oh, I resonate with that, reach out to me. Let's keep the conversation going. My intention is to inspire you to be your authentic self and build community around those superstars out there, you, doing the damn thing, and making an impact regardless of if it's big or small. You matter, and you are valued. So make sure you big yourself up first, and continue to come back to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you go to listen to get your inspo. I'm on it, child. So I'll see you next Monday.